Morning worship at 11:30 a.m., Thursday night Bible study at 6 p.m., and our fourth Saturday community fellowship at 11 o'clock a.m. The church is located at 1439 England Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. This program on today is brought to you by Sinla Moving and Delivery Service. Their phone number is 318-704-6187. And now, here is Bishop Wayne Thomas with the message for today.
Confess all of us have sinned and fall short of your glory. We repent of all our sins in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you forgive us of all our sins. Now, God, it is preaching time. We pray you hide us behind the cross. Grant unto thy servant teaching, preaching power as we lift up Jesus. As you take us to the place you have us to be. Father God, I decrease. I pray you increase. Feed us till we want no more.
Yes, Lord.
Touch your people's hearts, minds, and spirits. Let them hear from heaven and heaven alone. Oh, except to say thank you. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. To his son Jesus, who is the Christ, to the leading God of God's holy presence and divine spirit, certainly to First Lady Thomas, our pastor, our two children, Minister Michelle. Thank God for our drummer, amen, and our musicians, and for our church family.
Amen.
It's good one more time to be found in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We're not going to be long. We have a word that God has dropped in our spirit to encourage us. It is found in the book of Nehemiah. We want to look at Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, a very familiar passage of scripture, if you will. Nehemiah chapter 4, and we want to look at verses 1 through 6. We find it's a man. Once we find it, let us stand for the reading of God's holy word. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 4. Amen. Verses 1 through 6. Amen. You will run into Ezra. And then right behind Ezra, you will run dead into Nehemiah. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 6. Verses 1 through 6. Amen. Amen. The Bible reads in our hearing, but it so happened when Sanballat heard that they were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stone from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned? Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him. And he said, whatever they build, if even a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall. Verse number 4. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn to their reproach on their own heads. And give them as plunder to a land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity. Do not let their sin be blotted out from before you. For they have provoked you to anger before the builders. The last verse. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height. For the people had a mind to work. Remain standing. Look at that last clause there, if you will. The people had a mind to work. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his most holy and divine word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to talk about, to encourage us today, you can't stop what God started. And for a subtitle, I'm on the wall. Minister Michelle.
Come on now.
And I can't come down.
Yes, Lord.
I'm on the wall. And I can't come down.
Talk.
Y'all pray with me. Anything we do in life that's positive, we are going to have opposition.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some people in life don't want to see you and I come up from where we are. Can I get a witness? Mm-hmm. As long as we are acting a fool like them and down like them, mm-hmm. it's all right. But I stopped by today to tell us on my way to heaven, yes. If God be for us, who can be against us? Do y'all hear me today?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Don't let nobody stop you from getting where God wants you and I to be. Mm-hmm. Are y'all in the house this evening?
Come on.
We have to learn how to do like David. The more they talk, Co-Pastor Thomas.
Come on, Bishop.
We need to look to the hills.
Come on.
Which come in our help, and all our help comes from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Everybody that start out with us,
come on now.
We have to remember now, it's not going to stay with you and I.
Yes, Lord.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But sometimes you have some people that creep in my life and your life.
Come on.
Amen. Just to see, amen, what they can get out of us or try to bring us down.
Come on now.
Amen. But I'm a witness this evening.
Come on.
Amen. No matter if the weapon shall form against thee.
Yes.
The Bible says it shall
not prosper.
Not prosper. Yes. Are y'all in the house?
Yes, Lord.
I feel all right now.
Okay.
Amen. Watch it if you will. Watch it if you will. And so it is here. We are in the book of Nehemiah.
Mm-hmm.
And Nehemiah, he recalled the restoration of Jerusalem. Amen. Under the leadership of Nehemiah. Amen. Mm-hmm. In the text, the returning Jews showed spiritual, cold-hearted indifference. Amen. Toward our God. And it took a godly leader like Nehemiah to motivate this group of people. Amen, to act on God's promises and rebuild the Jerusalem walls.
Uh-huh.
Watch it if you will. The book of Nehemiah makes it clear that God did not restore his people only one time, but rather repeatedly over and over again.
Yes, Lord.
Can I get a witness?
Yes, Lord.
And I don't know about you today, house of praise, but that's the kind of God I serve. Amen. God will, amen, restore you and I.
Yes, he will.
Can I get a witness?
Hallelujah.
God is not, amen, an Indian giver. Mm-hmm. Amen. God does not give and take back.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes, Lord.
But God is right there for his people.
Yes.
Amen. God wants the best for his people.
Amen.
And so again, God sent another leader. Amen, to lead a group of exiles to Jerusalem. And he began to rebuild the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And Ezra led a second group of exiles back to Jerusalem to help restore the people back to the Mosaic law. And Nehemiah returned and motivated the people to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, which brings us to our text today. First of all, the name here of the man of God, Nehemiah, can I help us?
Go ahead.
It means the Lord comforts.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So right there by his name, amen, house of praise.
Come on.
It means to us that no matter what Nehemiah or you and I would go through,
mm-hmm.
amen, that the Lord was going to not only be with Nehemiah and comfort him, but the Lord will comfort you and I too.
Yes, Lord.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so it is here. I thank God for Nehemiah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Leading his people to rebuild the Jerusalem walls.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You see, Nehemiah was a leader that had the right motives and intentions.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Nehemiah was not in it for popularity, fame, or fortune. But rather, Nehemiah was in it because he had a heart and a love for God and God's people.
Yes.
Amen. Watch Nehemiah here, if you will. And so Nehemiah, he wanted to rebuild the city of his fathers. And now, not only did the king allow Nehemiah to go to the city of Jerusalem,
yes,
to rebuild, but the king appointed Nehemiah as governor
over Judah. And he was governing, the Bible says, and the 20th year until the 32nd year.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Now, in the 12th year of Nehemiah's reign as governor, Nehemiah did not collect taxes from the people, nor did he charge the people property taxes. Rather, Nehemiah used the people, amen, to help him rebuild the wall. Amen. And I'm trying to help somebody. Nehemiah was governor. Nehemiah could have made all kind of money and became a millionaire.
Yes.
But Nehemiah did not use his power, amen, to try to cripple the people.
Come on now.
But Nehemiah used his power to try to help the people.
Yes, Lord.
Can I get a witness?
Yes, Lord.
And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to be under the leader that trying to hurt folks. I would want to be under the leader that led, as I heard Minister Michelle and Copastor Thomas in their prayer, that led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And if you have a leader that's led by the Holy Spirit, I'm a witness that that leader would lead his people in the right way of God.
Well,
can I get a witness here?
Yes, Lord.
Watch the word of God, if you will. And as we look at verse 1 here, the Bible says, but it so happened, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. Ain't that something?
Well,
you're always going to have a Sanballat in my life, in your life.
Yes,
amen.
Dream killer.
Yes.
Dream killer. That's right, Minister Michelle. Didn't have nothing to do with our success.
Come on,
amen. Didn't put no money towards it. Amen.
On,
didn't put no hand to help. But always sitting on the sideline and have something negative to say.
Yes,
can
Lord.
I get a witness?
Come on, now.
You know some people like that, and I know some people like that too.
Yes,
amen. We always going to have some Sanballat. And look what it says. Now, it would have been all right if Sanballat would have just been furious. But the Bible says he was furious and indignant. Why did it be weird? And so, these two words together mean burning with rage. Now here it is, this crazy man, Sanballat.
Come on.
Amen. Looking at this governor that was appointed governor over Judah by the king. To go in and to help rebuild the city of his father, which was the Jerusalem wall. Amen. And he didn't have nothing to do with it. He didn't put no material. Amen. He didn't put no finances to help it. But yet he was mad because, amen, here it is, amen, that the governor was trying to do right and bless the people. And he didn't want to see good being done. He wanted the wall to stay like it was, tore down to nothing.
Oppressing.
Amen. Oppressing. That right, Pastor Thomas? You have some people that all they do is go around and want to see you oppressed, depressed, amen, and suppressed. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. But thank God for Jesus. Because Jesus said in John 10:10, he said that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
Watch the word of God, if you will. And then he says in 2, and he spoke before his brethren, and the army of Samaria said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifice, making fun, mocking them? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stone from the heap of rubbish, stones that are burned? Now, Sanballat, here it is. He gathered the men from the army of Samaria, his local militant, and then mocked the Jewish people. Amen. With questions, amen, crazy questions, asking them, amen, will they build the city in a day? Now, here it is. The verb from which the adjective feeble is derived is used of a woman who has no longer able to bear children.
Lord,
amen. That's how he was putting them down.
Jesus.
He's saying that the woman lost, amen, all her vitality.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, she could no longer bear children. And that's how St. Ballard described, amen, the work that the governor was doing in building the Jerusalem wall. Amen. He said, there is no hope that they might as well go on and throw in the towel.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. But I'm a witness. We got to stand flat-footed and look that devil in the face.
Yes.
Amen. And we have to tell that devil in the name of Jesus.
Come on now.
Amen. I'm on the wall, and I'm not coming down until the wall of my life and your life is built up. Can I get a witness?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And what God has started,
yes,
he will complete the finished work. Paul said, until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I feel all right now. Watch the word of God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And so it is here. Amen. He said that Sanballat poured contempt on the Jewish people and on their God. The reference to reviving the stone came from the fact that the stones had already been burned and that it was no reviving of the stones. And so it is here, Sanballat, I guess, from looking at the text here in the Word of God, Sanballat evidently didn't know nothing about the power of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Because of the of God have his hands upon my life and your life.
Yes, Lord.
I'm a witness. Amen. No matter what forth come of the business. Amen. But it will not stand.
Yes, Lord.
Because God's power outweighs all other powers.
Yes.
Amen. God's power, amen, is not limited. Mm-hmm. But rather God's power is unlimited.
Well,
can I get a witness here?
Yes, Lord.
And three, he says, now Tobiah, the Ammonite, was beside himself. And he said, whatever they build, if even a fox goes up on it, it will break down that stone wall. Now, I have to help us here. You see how Nehemiah set out church to do a great work for God? You see all the opposition that came upon Nehemiah. Amen. Now, Nehemiah did not do these two biblical characters any wrong.
Come on now.
Nehemiah went about his father's business to do a work for God.
Mm-hmm.
But any time we do a great work for God, we're always going to have opposition and persecution.
That's right.
Can I get a witness?
Right.
So I just stopped by to encourage us today. Amen. No matter what you're going through this evening.
Come on, Bishop.
No matter what your haters throw at you.
Come on now.
Amen. I'm a witness. If you stand still,
stand.
Amen, and see the salvation of the Lord.
Come on now.
Amen. After a while, he will deliver you and I.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Watch the word of God, if you will.
Well.
And so it is here, Tobiah, in verse number 3.
Mm-hmm.
He was an aid to Sanballat.
Yes, Lord.
He carried Sanballat's just. And I'm going to go ahead on and say it right here.
Well.
Because when I was studying the Bible, amen, and I believe that's what's wrong with some preachers, they're scared to say, amen, what's right and what's wrong.
Come on now.
But the Lord wants us to tell the truth in him. Amen. When I was doing my study, I put down by Tobiah, amen, that he was an ass kisser. Can I get a witness here? In other words, amen, he was, like we say, he was Uncle Tom. In other words, he was carrying the just of the man named Sanballat. Amen. And as I look at this here, it was nothing in it for, amen, for Tobias.
Yeah.
Amen. But Tobiah was running behind, amen, Sanballat like he was Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. You're always going to have, amen, that one that will kiss up the others.
Yeah.
And will join in with others and try to bring you and I down.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
But I don't care who comes up against me.
Come on.
I done made up in my own mind this evening that with the hand of God upon my life, No devil in hell can stop me from completing my mission for Jesus.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Yes,
Lord. Wipe the word of God here, if you will. And so in verse number 4, here it is, the governor, Nehemiah, from verse 1 and 3, wipe the word of God, if you will. He done took in all of this foolishness while he trying to work and rebuild the Jerusalem wall.
Yeah.
Amen. And now he does not answer his critics or his naysayers. Amen. Minister Michelle, but rather he answered his God. Amen. He prayed to his God about what his haters were saying about him.
Yeah.
Amen. And the bad thing about it, I think, is it is the singer or the rapper Drake. Amen. He says, amen, that you hate me, amen, to my face. Amen. It's bad enough that people used to hate behind your back. But now people show fake love right in your face. Can I get a witness here? And so it is. As we look at verse number 4, if you will, he said, hear, O our God, for we are despised. In other words, the governor is crying out to the Lord. He said, Lord, all I'm trying to do is rebuild the Jerusalem wall. And all I'm getting is opposition from these two men, Sanballat and Tobias. Amen. All I'm getting is opposition from my haters. Can I get a witness here? Watch the word of God, if you will. And then he said, turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to the land of captivity. In other words, Nehemiah is tired. Nehemiah is tired of his haters. Not just stop by to help us today, house of praise. When we get like that, bagged up in a corner, and we get tired of our haters. Amen. I remember, and I don't think that I'm the baddest man alive. But when I was the former man, amen, I wouldn't take all of that Sanballat took. Amen, or that Nehemiah took rather. Amen, I used to go get the gun. Amen, I didn't want to hear all of that food. That's why I tell people, be careful. Amen, the old man is dead. Amen, but we need to keep him dead and buried where he's at. You see, Jesus was not weak, but Jesus had a mission. Can I get a witness here? Jesus, he had a mission to complete. And I have a mission to complete for Jesus. That's why, instead of getting the baseball bat, and that's why, instead of getting the gun now, amen, I call on the power of the Lord. Can I get a witness? The power of God is more powerful than the gospel. The power of God is more powerful than a baseball bat. Can I get a witness here? Because God can whip them and save them at the same time.
Yes,
can I get a witness here? Thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Can I get a witness here? By the Spirit of God, help you. Amen. Somebody out there pray for me.
Come on.
Lord, I feel good right now.
Yes.
By the word of God, if you will.
Come on.
You've been listening to Bishop Wayne Thomas of the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1439 England Drive here in Alexandria, Louisiana. For more information and service times, please call 318-664-6878. To send correspondence, and if this program has been a blessing to you, you may write P.O. Box 8325, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. This broadcast has been brought to you by Sinlai Moving and Delivery Service. Their phone number is 318-704-6187. Tune in every week at this same time for Bishop Wayne Thomas and the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, right here on KAYT and KQJO.
KAYT FM, broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop listening.
you're feeling despair. Seems like
nobody loves you and nobody cares.
Feeling all alone, just like you can't go on. You got encouraging news for you. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, he has. Got this thing. And I tell you, God has got it. Yes, he does. Got this thing. Listen. He'll wipe away your tears. Wash away your heart. He'll stand right by your side. On him you can rely. He'll be your closest friend. On him you can depend. Oh, my brother, my sister, be encouraged today. God has got it. Oh, yes, he does. Got this thing fixed. Can I tell you one more time? God has got it. Got this thing. Can I tell you, he's my El Shaddai, my Elohim. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's all I need, my everything. Oh, believe me when I tell you today, God has got this thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Got this thing fixed. Oh, be encouraged today. God has got bless his holy name.
Come on, put your hands together. Let's give God some praise in the building. If you believe the Lord has got this thing fixed, why don't you get on your feet and help us give God some praise? Oh.
Got this thing fixed.
Don't
Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah.
These are bad times. Folks done forgot how to call on Jesus.
Right, sure you're right.
But we gonna take this old song, and Sean, I just want you to take your time and sing it how you feel it.
Oh,
I mean, take your time.
Go
ahead.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Oh, Jesus.
Second Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. It said, perilous times will come. Hey. So I'm holding the God's unchanging hand. Even though times are rough, God's got a master plan. Yeah.
But if we humble ourselves and pray,
turn
from our wicked ways,
we will hear from heaven, and we will hear him say,
Jesus is a rock in a weary land.
I know that Jesus,
Jesus is a rock
in the weary land, in the weary land, weary land. Yes, he is.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, he is. Now let me say this. Now turn your Bibles to Matthew 24. Oh, my. The disciples had a conversation with the Lord. They said, can we pick your mind and tell of the end time? Jesus said, take heed when you see these signs.
But if we humble ourselves and pray,
turn
from our wicked ways,
we will hear from heaven.
We will hear from
and
heaven.
We will hear him say,
yes,
he is, yes, he is, yes, he is. He's a rock in a weary land.
Jesus.
I know that he is, yes. He will be there when you need him, yeah.
Jesus is a rock.
Yes, he will, yes, he will. Listen, y'all. Oh, in times
like these,
KAYT KQJO.
Louisiana, the coronavirus pandemic is a very serious matter. If you or a loved one have high blood pressure, on dialysis, has diabetes, or any autoimmune deficiency, you are very at risk. But it's important to remember no one is immune to the coronavirus. That's why we're asking everyone to get serious, Louisiana. We know it's tough, but there are activities and things you can do other than gathering in large groups. Heed the warning and learn more by going to coronavirus.la.gov. It's time to get serious, Louisiana. Use your head and stop the spread.
Anointed King Cuts wants to thank Central Louisiana and the surrounding areas for your wonderful support in their business. They are currently complying with the governor's stay-at-home order and will be closed until the order is lifted. Anointed King Cuts is looking forward to continuing to serve Central Louisiana and surrounding areas' personal grooming needs. Although they're closed because of social distancing, they've never been closer to the people of this area. Thank you for your support.
Activate dance mode countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tune in to CJ every Monday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., bringing the best of Southern Soul and R&B right here on your favorite station. You know what I'm talking about.
Talking about the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room. That's it.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Come on, put your hands together.
Yeah.
Soul Swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa, he's gotta
work.
Yeah. Check it out. caused you so much pain. I heard you loud and clear when you spoke to me. Now you're the fuel to my drive, to my destiny. Let me this way. Oh Lord, it's amazing
that you never gave up on me.
Surrender to your love, and it's you I must please, since you've done so much for me.
Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Anointed King Cuts wants to thank Central Louisiana and the surrounding areas for your wonderful support in their business. They are currently complying with the governor's stay-at-home order and will be closed until the order is lifted. Anointed King Cuts is looking forward to continuing to serve Central Louisiana and surrounding areas' personal grooming needs. Although they're closed because of social distancing, they've never been closer to the people of this area. Thank you for your support.
Do you know 20 people?
Sure, I know 20 people. Why do you ask?
If you have at least 20 contacts for people in your phone, then you can take a part of the 2020 challenge.
What's the 2020 challenge?
Send a text message from your phone to 20 people in your contacts and ask if they are registered to vote. If people reply that they are not registered to vote, tell them it's easy to do on their local Secretary of State website.
What if they are already registered to vote?
If they are registered to vote, challenge them to the 2020 challenge by forwarding your message to 20 people in their contacts.
What if people say they aren't interested in voting?
Acknowledge that voting isn't the only way
way that we can make a change, but there are people spending a lot of money to stop people like us from voting because they know our votes can put an end to some of this foolishness happening in the country right now.
For more information, 404-548-8294.
The Black Belt Radio Project and Crescent City Media Group are proud sponsors of this PSA and KAYT-KQJO.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Here for this always. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
I know you've been hurting. Say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it.